Rhea with, "I have to admit some considerable and growing fascination. I am moved to ask you why the watch now appears to have a staff of 20.
Sir?
You had around 60 a little while ago, I'm sure. Colon mopped his face.
Cutting out the dead wood, sir. Making the watch leaner and fitter, sir.
I see. The number of internal disciplinary charges you have laid against your men, and here the patrician picked up a much thicker document, seems somewhat excessive. I see no fewer than 173 offences of eyeballing, ear-lobing, and nostrilling, for example.
Sir?
Nostrilling, acting captain?
Sir?
Oh, and I see, yes, one charge of making his arm fall off in an insubordinate way, laid against Constable Shu. Commander Vimes has always given me glowing reports about this officer.
He's a nasty piece of work, sir. You can't trust the dead ones.
Nor, it would seem, most of the live ones.
Sir?
Colon leaned forward, his face twisted in a ghastly grimace of conspiratoriality.
Between you and me, sir, Commander Vimes was a good deal too soft on them. He let them get away with too much. No sugar is safe, sir.
Vetinari's eyes narrowed, but the telescopes on planet Colon were far too unsophisticated to detect his mood. I certainly recall him mentioning a couple of officers whose timekeeping, demeanour, and all-round uselessness were a dreadful example to the rest of the men, said the patrician.
There's my point, said Colon triumphantly. One bad apple ruins the whole barrel.
I think there's only a basket now, said the patrician. A punnet, possibly.
Don't you worry about a thing, your lordship. I'll turn things around. I'll soon get them smartened up.
I'm sure you have it in you to surprise me even further, said Vetinari, leaning back. I shall definitely keep my eye on you as the man to watch. And now, acting captain, do you have anything else to report?
All nice and quiet, sir.
I would that it was, said Vetinari. I was just wondering if there was anything going on involving any person in this city called... He looked down at another sheet of paper. Sonki? Captain Colon almost swallowed his tongue.
Minor matter, sir,
he managed. So, Sonki is alive?
Found dead, sir.
Murdered?
Sir?
Dear me. Many people would not consider that a minor matter, acting captain. Sonki, for one.
Well, sir, not everyone agrees with what he does, sir.
Are we, by any chance, talking about Wallace Sonki, the manufacturer of rubber goods?
Sir?
Boots and gloves seem non-controversial to me, acting captain.
It's the other stuff, sir.
Colon coughed nervously.
He makes them rubber wallies, sir.
Ah, the preventatives.
Lot of people don't agree with that sort of thing, sir.
So I understand. Colon drew himself up to attention again.
Not naturally my view, sir. Not in favour of unnatural things.
Vetinari looked perplexed. You mean you eat your meat raw and sleep in a tree?
Sir?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Someone in Oberwald seems to be taking an interest in him lately, and now he's dead. I would not dream of telling the watch their job, of course. He watched Colon carefully to see if this had sunk in. I said that it is entirely up to you to choose what to investigate in this bustling city, he prompted. Colon was lost in unfamiliar country without a map.
Thank you, sir,
he barked. Vetinari sighed. And now, acting captain, I'm sure there's much that needs your attention.
Sir, I've got plans to...
I meant, do not let me detain you.
Oh, that's all right, sir. I've got plenty of time.
Goodbye, acting captain Colon.